Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Sherry. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Larry Sherry. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Sherry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards first. Hodges catches it and steps on first to double up Taylor. 2 outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to second. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larker bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to third. Moon moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Gilliam scores. Moon moves to third. 1 out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Snider moves to second. Ben Johnson now pitching. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norin takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jackson hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Noren moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Ben Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sherry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gilliam is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Noren is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Noren hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Noren moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ben Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Morin reaches second base with a double. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larker for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long pinch hits for Ben Johnson. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing left field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Duke Snider now playing right field. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noren hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider. Noren reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Don Drysdale now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor is walked intentionally. Earl Averill pinch hits for Randy Jackson. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Bill Henry. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moon bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Don Demeter. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Snyder is walked intentionally. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing center field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Altman strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0 for 4 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noren is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal strikes out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo pinch hits for Maury Wills. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.